At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
So you don't know what staffer is responsible for this right now?
Well, look, a staffer wasn't responsible, and look, I take full responsibility. I built the group. My job is to make sure everything's coordinated.
But how did the number? I mean, I don't mean to be pedantic here, but how did the number?
Have you ever had somebody's contact that shows their name, and then you have somebody else's number there?
Oh, I never make those mistakes.
Right, you got somebody else's number on someone else's contact. So of course, I didn't see this loser in the group. It looked like someone else. Now, whether he did it deliberately or it happened in some other technical mean is something we're trying to figure out.
That's your national security advisor, Waltz, on Laura Ingraham last night, taking full responsibility for adding the journalist Jeffrey Goldberg into the chat that has been discussed so much in the last 36 hours.
Then suggesting it was an innocent mistake anybody could have made, or it was Jeffrey Goldberg's skullduggery that got him in that group. I like Mike Waltz a lot. I like him policy-wise. I like him personally. I like the cut of his jib. That was weak.
Well, I don't want to get sidetracked by this, but do you think he's wondering, how the hell did this happen?
Yes, guaranteed. Yeah,
well,
some staffer of his put together the contact card for, say, Marco Rubio or somebody else. Rubio's already known what contact he was, but, here is the Secretary of Energy's contact information, and somehow it was Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic.
Boy, a lot of people say a lot of crap. Like, I've heard so much. You always know who's on a call. Whenever you get on a call, you check and see who else is on there. Whoever does that? Whoever scrolls through and makes sure. Who's JG5262? That's me. Okay. Who does that?
How many folks were on this string? Do you recall?
I don't know the total number. I keep hearing all the big names. I keep hearing all the big names, SecDef, SecState, all that CIA director, and assuming that's it. But there might have been a whole bunch of other people on there also. I don't know. Scarborough this morning on Morning Joe, that show makes me insane. But I think I agree with him that the best thing they could do on this is just, like, really own it and move on, and nobody would remember in a week. The denying things that are pretty obviously true is what is giving this story more legs.
I agree with Joe Scarborough, God help me. It's so early in the administration, and the strike was a success. So this is a really stupid, the more I read, a really stupid breach of security. I mean, really bad. But it was the dog that didn't bark. And so it's the perfect opportunity to come clean, confess errors, say we'll do better, and then move on. Don't offer any resistance that continues the scandal.
Yeah, and just the whole this scumbag reporter sort of thing, you added him in.
And staying over and over, nothing classified was shared. Well, The Atlantic is putting out what was shared, and it was 100% classified.
Oh, yeah.
Highly classified.
Well, that leads us to this. So I'm going to read the New York Post version just because, you know, they lean Trumpy. So you're going to get the most favorable view from the New York Post, and it's still damning. The Atlantic magazine on Wednesday published even more, in quotes, war plan texts, laying out minute-by-minute operational details and exact weapons to be used in the Yemen strikes after the Trump administration shot down claims that classified details were ever shared in the signal chat snafu. The magazine's top editor, Jeffrey Goldberg, published additional snippets of the text exchange that he says revealed the precise operational details. The reason he's doing this is because they came out so hard against him yesterday, saying, no, we'd never know, nothing was classified, and he's making this up, and he's a scumbag also. So, here we go. This is Pete Hegseth, Team Update. Time now, 11:44 Eastern Time. Weather is favorable. Just confirmed with CENTCOM. We are a go for mission launch. 12:15 Eastern Time, F-18's launch, first strike package. 13:45, that's the timestamp. Trigger-based F-18 first strike window starts. Target terrorist is at his known location, so should be on time. Also strikes drone launch MQ-9s. I don't know what all this stuff means, but some bad people might know what it all means. 14:10, more F-18s launch, second strike package. 14:15, strike drones on target. This is when the first bombs will definitely drop, pending earlier trigger-based targets. 15:36, F-18 second strike starts, also first sea-based Tomahawks launched. That is pretty specific.
Yeah, and as they write in the Atlantic, let us pause here for a moment to underscore a point. This signal message shows that the U.S. Secretary of Defense texted a group that included a phone number unknown to him, Goldberg's cell phone, at 11:44 a.m., 31 minutes before the first U.S. warplanes launched, and 2 hours and 1 minute before the beginning of the period in which the primary target was expected to be killed. That's a Houthi leader. If this text had been received by someone hostile to American interests or merely someone indiscreet with access to social media, the Houthis would have had time to prepare for what was meant to be a surprise attack on the strongholds. The consequences for American pilots could have been catastrophic.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard yesterday and the CIA Director John Ratcliffe were among 18 officials in the signal messaging channel, so there's your answer there, it was 18, were adamant that they didn't divulge classified information. Well, so the question in the hearing yesterday that never really got an answer is, well, if this wasn't classified, why wasn't it classified? It sure sounds like the sort of thing that ought to be classified. They kept getting hammered. Mark Warner, the Democratic chair, kept saying, well, then share us all the details. And they wouldn't do it in the public hearing. So you won't share these in a public hearing, but you're saying they're not classified. It's one or the other.
Right. Yeah, this is floundering. It's amateur hour. It's embarrassing. And if you're tuning in hoping to hear Trump always right, administration always right, Democrats always wrong, you know, we on the right side of the aisle have to do better than this. Like I can never remember the name of the app. Signal. In December, and we played a tape of a commentator on Fox News yesterday saying this. In December, the federal government said, hey, Signal is just fine. Put it on your phone. Use it for encrypted chats. But then in February, the CIA put out an advisory saying, hey, the Russians have figured out a way to hack into Signal. Do not use it. That somebody must have missed. And Steve Witkoff, who's the president's, he's a friend from New York, he's a businessman, a good negotiator, and he's done some good stuff, but he was in Moscow using Signal under the nose of the Russians who listen to everything. They know when you flush the toilet if you're any sort of American official in Moscow. And so it was an own goal, as they say in soccer. It was throwing three consecutive interceptions. And just because it's my team, I'm not going to say, those were good interceptions. We like interceptions. No, this was dumb. They've got to do better.
So you were discussing specific war plans in Moscow on a commercial text chat thingy.
Yes.
That seems crazy. Now, the new revelations from Jeffrey Goldberg, which, again, I think he probably wasn't going to publish. I don't know if he was or not, but he might not have been going to publish until he got so much pushback of people saying, no, we didn't share anything. So he put this stuff out today, and both Tulsi Gabbard and Ratcliffe, that's your DNI and CIA director, say they deny any knowledge that the messages including details about weapons packages, targets, or timing. Well, unless you think Goldberg's completely making this up, and I don't,
oh my gosh.
Absolutely detailed packages and timing. I mean, 100%.
So they're doubling down on Goldberg's making this up, essentially. No.
Which will
this
work.
This is so
bad. For a certain
bad.
Chunk of people.
Oh, yeah. I guess it will. Yeah. But you could do literally anything and still have that chunk of people. Tell me what's wrong with this. And feel free, if you want to weigh in via text or email, the text line is 415-295-KFTC. That's 415-295-KFTC. Or if you like, email mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. But if you were to say this was a serious mistake, we are embarrassed, we will never do it again, we appreciate the Atlantic and Mr. Goldberg's restraint in not publishing information that could be dangerous to American troops in the field. Wouldn't this all peter out?
Yes.
And now you're going with, no, we didn't. No, it wasn't classified. And so Goldberg's like, you're calling me a liar. Now I got to prove I'm not.
Right.
I don't get this strategy at all.
Your method, you know, on cable news channels, they would have continued to hammer it and look how incompetent they are. But nobody watches those channels. No one to matter. The overall how big a story this is would have dwindled a ton. If
right,
they'd have gone with that
angle. It becomes a one-sided tennis match if you stop hitting the ball back to them.
So here's the reality because of the way it was handled. Tulsi Gabbard, as we speak, I'm looking at the cable news. Today's the House version of the World Threats hearing that they have every year. So it was the Senate version yesterday. It's the House Intelligence Committee today. And are they talking about worldwide threats? No. They're talking about this signal chat thing and how it happened. And she's being questioned right there. It says up there, I'm looking at Fox. Intel chiefs testify as new chat details revealed. So they're hammering Tulsi Gabbard over this new stuff. Excuse me, this sure looks like war plans to me. So they could have ended this by just, you know, this is truth to your whole life for everyone. We all know this. Maybe you figured out in childhood, maybe you don't figure it out later. The quicker you just come clean and say, I screwed up, your life is so much better always.
Or to harken back to the 1970s. What a fine and exciting time that was. Inflation was rampant. Nixon was impeached. Jerry Ford was walking into doorways, and something else happened. I don't remember.
Disco anyway, ruled the airwaves.
Disco ruled the airwaves. Thank you. No, it's not the crime. It's the cover-up. Yeah. It's the cover-up that brings you down. Hey, we screwed up. Embarrassed. We've fixed it.
It's human
nature.
Thank
you again to the Atlantic and Mr. Goldberg.
It's human nature on such an interesting level, and it's true. I'm like picturing kids. You can picture the government stuff or whatever. If your kid comes to you and say, I took the cookies and I shouldn't have, and I hate myself for it. I don't like eating that crap. It makes me feel bad. I'm trying to stop, and but I saw them there and I couldn't. You feel bad for them. You feel compassionate. If they say, I didn't eat the cookies with crumbs around their lips, you feel like they're calling you stupid.
Yes.
I mean, it's just,
or a liar.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. If we screw this up, we don't get a chance to do the good stuff.
Right.
That's why I call, you know, my own team for running a bad offense, to get back to the sports metaphor.
Yeah, so this has got at least one more day in it. Hanson, I'm sure you're staying on top of the answers they're giving to, okay, now we see more of these. Are they claiming they're made up? Are they claiming they're not real? It would be your only hope, unless you're going to. It's the only thing you could do.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed in you, Jack, speaking of calling fouls, that you haven't hit me with a single, so you wanted Kamala to win. I mean, because that's always such a fun part of these discussions.
Oh, my God. That is always good. We got a lot more news on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
These days, figuring out what, where, and how to watch TV is out of control. And so is the cost. That's why I'm psyched I found Philo. Live TV from A&E, Discovery, MTV, and all the channels I love. A huge library of movies and shows. and an unlimited DVR to save them. I also get AMC Plus and all their blockbuster hits. All this for just $28 a month when you sign up at philo.tv. Give it a try, risk-free at philo.tv.
Hello, America. According to law enforcement statistics, 99% of all altercations do not require lethal force. Most of us have been preparing for just 1% of the situations we might encounter. Introducing Byrna, the leader in less lethal self-defense. The Byrna Less Lethal Self-Defense Platform provides formidable stopping power without the complexities and potential legal consequences of a homicide. It's about having the right tools for the right situation, ensuring you can protect yourself and your family effectively and responsibly. Byrna launchers are legal in all 50 states with no background checks, no permits, and no waiting periods. You can have one shipped straight to your door, providing peace of mind where and when you need it most. It's about being prepared for the 99% of situations where lethal force is not necessary. Every Byrna launcher is hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana by a proud American company. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 and get a 10% discount off your purchase. That's BYRNA.com/radio10. Byrna, where safety meets responsibility and preparation meets peace of...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fest Again Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals. Sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Switching gears to some business news, Apple said that they're working on adding a camera to the Apple Watch. Yeah, they even put out a commercial today. Look at this.
For years, your iPhone camera has captured life's biggest moments. And now we've added a camera to your Apple Watch so you can capture more new moments like your chin mid-sneeze, the inside of your jacket sleeve, the ceiling of your dentist's office, an accidental close-up of a stranger's crotch at Starbucks, the Apple Watch with camera, and the battery's dead.
You know, funny coincidence. Later this hour, I want to talk about I quit Google for ChatGPT and other AI search, and I'm not going back. This is the person who uses Apple devices.
Oh, I might be on board with that.
Goodbye, Google.
Boy, him mentioning that. So I talk a lot about the Apple Watch. I just love all the stuff I can do it. I have my car app on there. I have my bank stuff. I pay for everything.
Why do you need a car app?
I don't really need anything in my pocket. I just as long as I got my watch with me. But I want to leave my phone behind more often, just so I don't look at it. Mm-hmm. But every time I leave it behind, it always turns out to be a mistake. We headed out the other day. We went on a bike ride downtown. I left my phone behind, and my high schooler said, "You're going to regret it. I guarantee you're going to regret it." And I said, "I don't think so. I think I'll be fine." Anyway, we get downtown, too tired to walk back, want to get an Uber. I don't have my phone, so I can't get an Uber. Or something else that happened I needed my phone for. I wanted to take a picture or something. Oh, that'd be cool. Oh, that's right, I don't have my phone. Just every time, and it's so frustrating to me.
That's how they get you.
That is how they get you. Anyway, we got this text before we get to real news. Joe has mentioned over the years, this seems to be true. If people are going to refer to something we said, one of us said, they get it wrong like 100% of the time.
Yes.
Why
it's
is
amazing.
That? Why is
I
that?
I don't.
It doesn't matter at all.
No.
At all. But it's just interesting that people always get it wrong, and I'm pretty sure this one is backwards. Can you please ask Joe, I think it was me, to restate his strategy for winning hockey? Getting a morbidly obese goalie, big fat goalie.
Oh, that's Jack's strategy.
Yeah.
I thought of that just the other day.
I thought about that years ago. I think it's when Manuel Uribe was in the news all the time. He was the world's fattest man, a guy who lived in Mexico. He has since passed from being
1,300 pounds, right?
He's over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand why an NHL team wouldn't hire a 1,200-pound guy to just sit in the goal and fill out the whole thing. I know it's because I saw a picture of him in his bed, and he filled like an entire king-size bed. Put him in the goal with some pads. You'll shut out every opponent. Is there a reason this hasn't happened?
It's a bit macabre, but, yeah, you've been touting that for years.
You'd be the world's greatest goalie. You'd make lots of money. I don't know if chicks would throw themselves at you, but maybe.
Oh, yeah, let's hang on.
I don't know. I still think it's a pretty good idea.
Well, you'd make a lot of money until the other teams realized they could do the same thing, and then they would just, I don't know,
the league would
find
have to have a rule.
The grotesquely obese or
okay, we're into
imprison them and feed them, I don't know.
We're into season two of all 0-0 games because everybody's hired a big fat goalie. We're going to have to change the rules somehow.
A weigh-in for goalies?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Yes, I realize terrible that's stupid, idea. But I still haven't heard a workaround.
Okay, I'm completely distracted now.
I want to get into the whole is Social Security a Ponzi scheme conversation, which is a dumb conversation, I'll admit. It has come up many times over the decades. Somebody mentions Social Security being a Ponzi scheme, and then the pushback and response is just so over the top, even though it resembles a Ponzi scheme in so many ways.
Structurally, absolutely.
Structurally, absolutely. So yeah. Elon said it the other day. There was a fact check on him, and then a fact check with the definition of a Ponzi scheme. It came up in a hearing yesterday with Elizabeth Warren, blah, blah, blah. We'll play it all out for you coming up. I hope you can stick around.
Armstrong and Getty.
Only two things in life are certain, death and taxes. Well, now there's a third certainty. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you could be saving a fortune every month by switching to Pure Talk. That's right, Pure Talk is cutting the fat from the wireless industry. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data on America's most dependable 5G network. Listen to this. The average family of four saves over $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. That's real money back in your pocket. And with Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch hassle-free in as little as 10 minutes. You can even keep your phone and your number. So do this. Dial pound 250 and say keyword Pure Talk to make the switch, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial pound 250 and say Pure Talk to start saving today. Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family-operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Social Security is the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time. Basically, people are living way longer than expected. There are fewer babies being born, so you have more people who are retired and get that live for a long time and get retirement payments. So however bad the financial situation is right now for the federal government, it will be much worse in the future.
Do you believe that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme?
I believe it's a promise to pay. It's an 89-year institution so far. It will continue.
Yes or no? Do you think it's a Ponzi scheme?
It's a promise to pay.
So that's from a hearing yesterday with the Democrats grilling the Republican who runs the Social Security, trying to get him to contradict Elon Musk, who's, you know, working with the president on trying to cut costs and deal with us going bankrupt. Elon Musk said on Joe Rogan fairly recently, what you just heard, that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. And I can't believe we're still having this conversation. I mean, we probably first had it 2005?
Hey, I'm sorry.
That's 20
years
ago.
Got to interrupt you. Based on that clip, I'm just jotting this down for my personal notes from my memoir. March 26th, 10:36 a.m. Eastern Time was the moment I gave up on democracy. That exchange crushed my spirit.
For your memoir. Ah, boy.
Good Lord. So, yeah, let's not talk about the structural problems or the challenges. Let's just try to catch each other and saying the thing we can embarrass each other over. Good Lord.
I know. It's so
sorry,
dumb.
Dr. Franklin. Sorry, General Washington. We mucked it up.
So I was listening to some cable news host talking about George Bush taking on Social Security and what a dumb plan it was and what a mistake it was, political mistake. And they're just talking about the politics of it. If you want to just be very crass, bottom line, all that matters is getting reelected. Yes, it is stupid to take on Social Security, and Trump knows that. That's why he always says, not going to touch it, not going to touch it. But if you want to live in reality at all, what George Bush planned to do, I think it was second term, so I think it was 2005, when he started talking about privatizing it, and you could take some of it and invest it and make, you know, more money in theory in the stock market over time, almost guaranteed, than the 3% I think it grows in the government.
Barely. If that had gotten through at the time, you'd be listening to the podcast on a yacht in the Mediterranean and not getting crusts of bread from the government every month, my retired friends.
And he got killed, and they referred to it as a Ponzi scheme back then and just got killed. How dare you call FDR rescuing the working class, calling it a Ponzi scheme, blah, blah, blah. First, I suppose we should start here. How many of you know, people that don't know what a Ponzi scheme is? That's like, you know, if you're selling water purifiers or Tupperware or, I don't know, there's all kinds of different things out there that are Ponzi schemes where,
classic one is the, like the airplane thing that was hot for a cup of coffee in college, where you buy seats on the so-called airplane, and then as it fills up, the people who are in the front of the plane become the co-pilot and pilot, then they get paid off. They make a huge amount of money relative to their investment, and then as long as more people are coming in at the bottom, the people at the top get paid.
Yeah, and there's all I had friends that got into the water purifier thing in the 90s or whatever, and it was classic Ponzi scheme. And they'd come and hit you with, say, I'm making $300,000 a month. You know why? I've got 200 people underneath me selling water purifiers. And it was true that they were. I mean, it wasn't a lie. It's just that the people underneath you need to also sign up a whole bunch of people to sell water purifiers and sell them. But as soon as it stops, it all falls apart. As soon as that lower level can't add in more people, the whole thing falls apart.
Well, and the difference in Social Security is that it's not a question of attracting people to what seems like a profitable proposition. It's just the sheer number of young workers versus retirees. It's a function of demographics, not like sales persuasion.
So I know that.
George Bush there. Hey, there you go.
Wow, W, good to hear from you.
But I hated that the conversation I saw on cable news about what George Bush did just labeled it only as stupid. Again, if you're just going to be cold, crass politics, which is what most politicians are, it is stupid. But would somebody please throw in and completely necessary in there? Maybe it was stupid politics, but 100% necessary and patriotic to stick your neck out politically to try to take this on?
When it works, you'd be hailed as a hero?
As opposed to kick the can on down the road for someone else? Anywho, to the Ponzi scheme comment that Elon made on Rogan's podcast, James Freeman in the Wall Street Journal, PolitiFact versus Elon Musk. PolitiFact is grading the comment from Elon Musk, Social Security is the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time, as false. Because it's not a Ponzi scheme. The headline from James Freeman is, do victims of Ponzi schemes feel better if the schemes are legal? As in, it is a Ponzi scheme, but because it's guaranteed by the government, in certain ways it's not. And, you know, there's no guarantee that the water purifier scheme, somebody's going to fill that in at the bottom at the point of, you know, a legal gun by law at some point. Mm-hmm. Anyway, PolitiFact calls this statement false, but as Alex Christie of Newsbuster notes, much of PolitiFact's argument rests on the fact that Social Security is a government program. When it comes to describing how the program actually operates, the following PolitiFact passage is bound to convince a number of readers that Mr. Musk has spoken the truth. And they go through how Social Security works. This university professor said, this structure of Social Security, where you have workers coming in, you're not getting your money back.
No.
I don't know how many people don't understand that. Surely you understand that by now. And this goes back to the 2000 election and Al Gore talking about a lockbox. This idea that I'm paying into Social Security, it's in an account somewhere, and it's growing, and then they're going to start sending me checks when I retire. No, they spent that money that I sent them when I was 22 working to retirees in 19, whatever that was, 87.
And to just other crap, too, just expenditures.
Yeah, they are. Any other debts? Probably interest payments in a lot of cases. The university professor said this structure has similarities to how Ponzi scheme investors provide payouts to earlier investors. If there are no longer enough workers to provide enough payroll contributions to pay out benefits to retired workers, then the system would fail, similar and exactly to how a Ponzi scheme would fail in the same manner, said the university professor. So it's exactly a Ponzi scheme. It's only different than it's backed by the federal government, and they're going to have to take the money from somewhere or by law change the amount that you're going to receive in payments.
This is why I've given up on democracy. Even a question so clearly, I mean, there's true and there's false in this. It's not like how strong should America's military be and how much should we spend money, where honest people can disagree. This is just a question of fact. And people calling it a Ponzi scheme, they're talking about the structure. And then phony liar Elizabeth Warren acts as though they're talking about the intent of it. This is not criminal. This is the government. This is the promise to the American. No, we're talking about the structure. We're only talking about the structure, you lying, fake Indian.
Do you believe that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme?
I believe it's a promise to pay. It's an 89-year institution so far. It will continue.
Yes or no? Do you think it's a Ponzi scheme?
Yes or no?
It's a promise to pay.
I hate you. I hate this process. It's stabbing democracy in the liver. I despise every moment of this. I'm counting the seconds until I get out of this stupid, stupid hearing.
Yeah, and we'll play this first. This is Elizabeth Warren grilling the Social Security Republican a little more.
If you are confirmed in this job, will you commit to reversing these cuts so that seniors get the money that the law says they are entitled to?
What I will commit to is that I will run the agency, and I will be in charge of the agency, and I will look at every item you want me to look at.
That's not what I'm asking you. You just answered the previous questions by saying you would follow the law.
Yes.
The law is to deliver the benefits that people are legally entitled to. If you don't have the staff, if you don't answer the phones, if you don't fix the mistakes, people don't get what they're legally entitled to. So I want to know, are you willing to commit right now that you will put enough people back to work so they can do the job of delivering the benefits that Americans earned?
I will commit.
Yes or no?
I will commit to have the right staffing to get the job done.
To get the job done, meaning delivering the benefits people are entitled to?
Yes.
I'm going to hold you to that.
I promise that they'll get all the wampum and blankets to which they're entitled.
Michael just said in my ear, she's bringing the fire water. I don't know if that's an expression.
I tell you what, the only thing, I hate Elizabeth Warren. She is such a lying phony. But the Doge guys have cut like the customer service end of Social Security right now. And it's become a bit of a nightmare to deal with. I have a friend who's been telling me about it. Guys, be smart in your cuts. Be strategic. Add those people back.
But it still gets down to there have to be cuts. You either have to raise taxes or cut the program, or you have to make major changes. It doesn't work. And the fact that we can't talk about that is so nuts. I mean, your inside conversation he's having in his head, I'll continue to answer your questions. You know you're lying. You're playing to your stupidest voters. You know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Everybody in this room knows what we're doing. We're going to continue to do this kabuki theater because this is how it works. And luckily I'm old and I'll die before I have to see how this plays out. I mean, that's actually what they're thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy. I'm not sure I can go on, Michael.
I mean, you would think that in a room full of people, you could get one Republican and one Democrat because it flips back and forth.
Sure.
Because you saw when Republicans were screaming at Biden, because he was going to cut Social Security, in theory, and he wasn't, at the State of the Union address. I mean, so it works on both sides. But anyway, you'd think you could get in these hearings, one Republican, one Democrat at some point say, how about, hey, Jim, you and me or Linda or whatever, could be a woman, let's you and I just have a conversation separate from all these politics that it's going broke. It doesn't work. The math doesn't work. We got to make radical changes one way or
you
another.
Got any ideas?
Yeah. What do you think we ought to do? And let's have this conversation separate from all these people who are playing to their voters and acting like this isn't true. But you can't even get two people to say that.
Yeah, I appreciate you're even trying. It's cute. Democracy has failed. Monarchy now. So springtime is here. Baseball season officially underway. Word from our friends at Prize Picks. Do not miss your chance to add your favorite players from the diamond in your Prize Picks lineup. Whether it's strikeouts, RBIs, first inning runs even, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to a thousand times your cash today on Prize Picks.
Yep, so download the app. It's super easy to use. Turn your sports opinions, you probably have strong opinions heading into a new baseball season or whatever, and turn those into cash. You can do it fast.
Yeah, and on Prize Picks, you can mix and match player projections from different sports. So combine your favorite baseball players with players from basketball, hockey, esports even, and much more. Second half of the basketball season's here. They're starting to play like they mean it. The playoffs will be heating up on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. So download that app today. Prize Picks. Use the code Armstrong. They'll give you $50 instantly after you play just a $5 lineup. Again, you don't have to win. They give you that money to play around with after you play $5. Prize Picks, run your game. Remember that code Armstrong, Prize Picks, run your game.
I would say calling it the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time is 100% accurate. The amount of money, biggest Ponzi scheme of all time. And it's going to crash in my kids' generation, certainly. We got more on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-352-9239. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-352-9239. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-352-9239. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-352-9239. 800-352-9239 or biglou.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo, Bulls and Bronx, bull riding event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the
Red Bluff Roundup.
Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Honolulu police say 46-year-old Gerhard Koenig was hiking the Pali Trail in Oahu with his wife, 36-year-old Arielle Koenig, when he struck her in the head with a rock and tried to push her off the ledge. Police say the attack happened around 10 a.m. on Monday when the couple was visiting the tourist site located just outside Honolulu. She was taken to a local hospital with multiple injuries to the head and face, where police say she remains in critical condition. After a day-long manhunt, Hawaii police confirmed they arrested Koenig after chasing him on foot. He's being held behind bars, and criminal charges are pending.
So where'd you get the detail you threw in about that, Katie, about what the argument that ensued? Where'd you come up with that?
That was attached to a couple of articles.
So here, the story, what's the story you have? They're out hiking, husband and wife, and what happens?
They're out hiking. He wants to take a picture with her, and she said no, and he lost it.
So hit her with a rock and heaved her over the cliff.
Right. He did the next logical thing.
Tried to push her off a cliff. Why didn't she just get her picture taken?
I don't know. I'll ask her.
Wow. Wow.
Well,
good-looking couple, too, but who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men.
Shouldn't have hit her in the head with a rock, but hey, why are you being so obstinate? We're on vacation. We want memories.
Wow. And he's an anesthesiologist, so he knows that hitting someone in the head with a rock is not anesthesia. I mean, it has a similar effect, ultimately, but...
Wow.
So this is a moneyed couple, highly educated. His wife's a nuclear engineer.
Wow. And it's not being portrayed as, like, it was a plan. You know, he's got a mistress or insurance money, or because we've heard this sort of thing before. It was an all-of-a-sudden-lose-your-temper thing? That I don't remember hearing. Especially among older, successful people. Not like it's a couple of meth heads.
Well, right, yeah, exactly. They've been married 6.5, 7 years, something like that.
Not another picture, she says. I want a nice picture with the sunset and you in front. I'm not doing it. Where's our rock?
Wow, that's just nutty. No, he was planning to kill her.
Yeah, it's got to be. That's why I think that detail is a red herring.
It's a canard. Yeah, it is a red herring. He's trying to come up with a, oh my God, I'm busted. Crime of passion is my only defense.
Yeah.
And just to reduce the sentence. Because premeditated, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know, you'll like this story, Katie. I know, a woman. So she would have been at the time mid 20s. Very serious boyfriend. And they were out hiking and he said to her, they're on standby cliff. He said, man, if I pushed you off this cliff, nobody would ever know.
I get away with it. I'm out.
Yeah.
And she broke up with him over that.
Good
for
her.
They were very serious, too.
What a weird thought and thing to say.
Even if you had the thought, you shouldn't say that loud.
Yeah. Not everybody's got weird thoughts, but to go, hey, by the way.
And not standing next to the cliff. It'd make me a little, I think I'll ease away from this cliff. And how about you walk in front of me for the rest of the hike?
And I taught my daughters, Katie, I heard a self-defense expert talking about this. Women, if you have the urge to cross the street or you're concerned in a parking lot, don't turn that voice off. Because of either political correctness or, no, I need to be brave. No, listen to that voice. Likewise with dudes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting the, this is wrong, this is not right, don't talk yourself out of it. Don't even worry about why.
Yeah, or if the guy you're with
just
so happens.
I could shove you right off this cliff and I'd never get caught. Oh, honey.
I don't know if he used that menacing tone. But
well, he might as well have.
Hey, honey, by the way, did you know I could make you disappear? Yeah. No, not a good thing.
Yeah, and they were like, they were a long way away on vacation. I don't want to say where because I want to give away who it is. But they were like way far away on a vacation, so they had to fly back and everything like that. I don't remember if she broke up with him there and they came back or after we got back or what. But
yikes.
Oh, jeez. I'm glad this guy wasn't successful because it would have been pretty hard to prove, you know. If she stumbled and fell off the cliff.
You come back and weep and gnash your teeth that, oh, my God, my wife, and then keep your story consistent. That's how they always get you. But
especially in the modern era, there's so many stories, you know, of people doing selfies or taking pictures and falling off cliffs and whatnot. It happens, for real. I told her to take a step back. I didn't know she was that close.
Oh, yeah, selfie deaths are rampant these days. Charles Darwin, his hand in the events for sure. Coming up, get rid of Google. It's time for the artificial intelligence on your phone, plus people mad at our take about the Signal scandal. We'll let their voices be heard as well. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Armstrong and Getty here. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world.
For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace.
With Simply Safe, confidence is just a button press away. And it's more than home security. It's the freedom to focus on what matters most.
SimpliSafe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind every day.
And their award-winning system includes groundbreaking features like Active Guard Outdoor Protection, where live monitoring agents use AI-powered cameras to spot and engage threats.
And right now, SimpliSafe is offering 50% off a new system with professional monitoring.
Their 60-day risk-free trial means you can experience how SimpliSafe fits into your life worry-free.
Visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and get your first month free.
That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.